What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Yeah, you see what's on the screen. I had made a mistake just a few minutes ago with a stream that I just did, so I was trying to figure out something. I think I did something the right way, but it acted a little crazy on me. So, yeah, what's up, everybody? This is Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. This is not No Filter today. This is just Doggy Diamonds TV. Shout out to everybody that's on the check-in, on the chat room. Yes, I am live. I am live. This is actually 11:27 a.m. on a Tuesday. So, man, how do I attack this one right here? Like, where do we go with this? You know what I'm saying? Where do we go with this one right here? Like, yo, we all love DMX, right? Everybody loves DMX for what DMX did in music. DMX did something that was legendary. The dude went 5 times platinum twice in 1 year on 2 different albums, right? He's a great actor, right? He is a great entertainer, great performer. But what he said about Lloyd Banks, come on, man. Like, what are we doing here? Now, look, right? If you're going to say anything about Lloyd Banks, right, and you want to say Lloyd Banks is lazy, yeah. Lloyd Banks don't work hard. Yeah, Lloyd Banks don't do videos. Yeah, my personal gripe with Lloyd Banks. Come on, man. What are you doing? We live and you motion at my front door. My personal gripe with Lloyd Banks, Doggy Diamonds that is that I don't like his mixes of his music. I think that his mixes aren't good. Like, I don't think his I just don't like his sound. I think sonically, I don't like Lloyd Banks' music. I think he could. Well, we get into that, but that's my personal gripe with him. I think a lot of times when you hear his songs, it sounds just like this. He has a unique voice. You hear our sound? This is how Lloyd Banks sound to me. He has a unique voice, and his music always sounds very moody to me. You hear that?
This is how Lloyd Banks sound on music to me.
Yeah, I sound now, crisp and clean.
This is how he sound to me.
But to say he isn't lyrical, you all the way bugging. And I don't want to put it on you. I don't want to put on, you know, he relapsed. I don't want to say that. But that's a relapse statement, X. That's the statement of somebody who clearly, man, listen, I don't even know. Clearly got a good bomb. You know what I'm saying? If in New York City, a bomb is a pack of crack, you know. But he's clearly got some good work. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't say that Lloyd Banks isn't lyrical. Now, what is lyrical? All right, listen. For y'all out there, for the people who's listening back, for the people in the chat room, shout out to y'all. I see y'all names in the chat room. P. Capes TV, Derek Williams, I see y'all. So don't think I'm not looking at y'all. You know what I'm saying? I see y'all. But my thing is this, right? If Lloyd Banks is not lyrical, then what is lyrical? So that means everything that we thought was lyrical ain't lyrical? Now, do Lloyd Banks have a lot of hit records? No. He only dropped an album. He dropped a lot of mixtapes. But look, if he's not lyrical, then what is lyrical? What is lyrical? Then that means the definition that I thought was lyrical isn't lyrical anymore. So this is what's killing me, right? This is what killed me about DMX. He put Fat Man Scoop on the spot and said, name four bars. Yo, I can't name four Black Thought bars off the top of the head either. But Black Thought is lyrical. And everybody who, if you say Black Thought, everybody's going to go to the Flex freestyle. Because that was just a lyrical display of mastery of lyrics just going. You know what I'm saying? Everybody going to be like, yo, dude is, you know, he went. Yo, Lloyd Banks been doing that on Flex. Go back to the old Funk Flex freestyles. Go back to any mixtape. I can't name four Black Thought bars off top. But Black Thought is lyrical. And not only that, Black Thought, I'm a Roots fan. I got every Roots album. Illadelph, Half Light, Things Fall Apart. I got Roots Come Alive. I got every Roots. You ask anybody who know me personally, I am a Roots fan. From Never Do What They Do to Concerto of a Desperado, I cannot name four Black Thought bars, but I know he can rap. I know he could rap. I can't name four Mos Def bars off top, but he Mos Def is lyrical. I can't name four Pharoah Monch bars off top, but he's lyrical. Now look, you cannot be the punch line king and not be lyrical, because spitting metaphors, similes, and punchline is lyrical. That's what make you lyrical. So if that's the case, who vein we put Banks in? We always put Banks in the same. All right, listen, this is the vein we put Banks in. We put Banks in the Fab vein, right? Lyrical. Everybody say Fab is lyrical. We put him in the Kiss vein. Everybody know Jada Kiss is lyrical. We put him in the Styles P vein. People say he's lyrical. I just burped, my bad. Listen. Banks is lyrical. Because you know what I don't like about hip-hop? This is what I don't like about it. I think when a person is not active or they're not on the spotlight and they're not doing certain things, I think we start disrespecting them and what they did. We knew. Listen, let me explain something to you, man. When them freestyles was coming out with 50, don't act like we was waiting for the 50 Cent part. 50 was mean on them choruses and them hooks and the melodic stuff. But for the bars, we wanted Banks. My personal favorite Banks freestyle is the freestyle he did to the Victory beat. So let's talk about lyrical. Is DMX in a position to call somebody lyrical and ask who's lyrical? Is DMX in a position to even say who's lyrical or who's not? DMX? Do DMX got a lot of hit records? Yup. But let's keep it real, man. If we gonna keep it real, we gonna keep it 1,000. DMX ain't lyrical, man. DMX ain't lyrical. Lyrical? Come on, man. He could rap. He could rap. But he's not lyrical. Was he lyrical? Have we heard lyrical stuff from him? We heard his spots. We heard certain things. But lyrical? Lyrical? DMX, my dog Spike. That's lyrical? Bet you want to drop. Bet you want to stop. That's lyrical? That's lyrical. Now, I know y'all love DMX. But think about them songs that you love from DMX. They wasn't lyrical. Is similes, metaphors, punchlines, cadence. DMX is not lyrical. Listen to Money Cash Hoes. DMX is a dope artist. Dope artist. Straight up and down, dope fire artist. Records that I love. But when we talk about lyrics, come on, man. He's not See, because now I don't know what lyrical is now. Somebody said DMX is more lyrical than Lloyd Banks. Okay, well, I guess lyrical to me is not about lyrics, because that's like saying Tupac was more lyrical than Biggie. To me, lyrics is similes, metaphors. Similes, metaphors, cadence, all of that. Tupac is not more lyrical than Biggie. Is he a better songwriter, concept song? Yeah. But when I think of lyrics, I think of the cipher, double entendres. Yeah, say that. I think of ciphers. I think of people that's, somebody said Tupac is more lyrical than Biggie. Okay. So I guess I don't know what lyrical is then. Wordplay, yeah, somebody said wordplay. But if you're the punchline king, how could you not be lyrical? Do you know that punchlines have to do with lyrics? So 50 Cent is lyrical to y'all? When I think of lyrical, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I think of Mos Def, I think of Talib Kweli, I think of Redman. I think of Big Pun. I think of Papoose. I think of Big L. I think of Big L. That's what I think lyrical is. Jay-Z is lyrical. Nas, lyrical. Rakim, Big Daddy Kane. G-Rap, the Godfather. Lord Finesse. Cannabis. Well, if we gonna look up lyrical, let's put Cannabis. Cannabis is lyrical. Somebody said the old Prodigy. Agreed. Somebody said lyrical is bringing expressions. That's not what lyrical is. Lyrical is Cannabis and Big Pun. So are we going to say, if we're going to define lyrical, if we're going to define what lyrical is, I'm going to give you some names. Lyrical is Cannabis, Big Pun, Papoose, Mos Def. What you mean stop being biased, say KRS-One? I didn't even get to that yet. Come on, man. Shut the fuck up, man. Y'all always crying about something. I ain't got no problem with KRS-One. What I got a problem with KRS-One for? KRS-One is one of the dopest artists ever. KRS-One lyrical. So when I think of lyrical, Grand Poobah, Kool G Rap, but I never said, Elzai, woo, Sean Price, Rock from Helter Skelter. I'm talking about them verses where you couldn't wait where he was going to come on because you know he was going to say something crazy. The Game is lyrical. Half a Mil was lyrical. AZ is not lyrical. Benny the Butcher, lyrical. Conway, lyrical. Andre 3000, lyrical. I don't put DMX in no, and none of them lists as no lyrical rapper. I like, I like DMX performance. I like DMX raps. I like his songs. But I never felt like DMX was top 10 lyrical. Cause to criticize a lyricist, you gotta really be one yourself. Smooth the Hustler, another good one. Come on, all Brooklyn. Come on, man. DMX, My Dog Spike. Know what I'm saying? Lyrical. Rough Riders Anthem is not lyrical. It's dope. But it's not lyrical. It's not lyrical. Call me a hater. Call me whatever you want. Whatever. I'll take it all. But Banks is lyrical. Lloyd Banks is lyrical. Just because, look, if you had to ask Fat Man Scoop, because Fat Man Scoop is a fast talker. And when he named those names, he stopped at Lloyd Banks for some reason and said, give me four. Look, and I'm telling y'all, I don't have Lloyd Banks all in my gym playlist. You know what I'm saying? But it seemed really personal with Lloyd Banks for some reason to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm bugging. Couldn't DMX rap? Yeah. I never said he was corny, but when we think about lyrics, I look at the penmanship, man, them bars. I'm telling you, like, them bars, that penmanship, the double, triple entendres, the metaphors, the similes. That's what I think about. I don't think about the performance, the enunciation, and the. You know who's super lyrical? That don't get no credit? That's lyrical? Sticky Fingers. Sticky Fingers is one of the most lyrical rappers ever that don't get no credit. Sticky Fingers. Let me tell y'all something. In like 90, 92, 93, everybody got a bald head and was jumping around like a maniac thinking they was Onyx. Everybody jumping around with a bald head. Tretch, lyrical. Somebody said Sticky Fingers ain't as lyrical as DMX. Oh, I think it's time for me to go. If Sticky Fingers, listen, again, all right, so listen, y'all. Metaphorical and lyrical is not the same. Y'all don't know what y'all talking about. Lyrics is not based off emotions. Lyrics is based off of what you're listening to. Can this person rhyme? Oh, man. When DMX was rhyming, and he said K-Solo stole his style. When DMX was rhyming like that, that was lyrical. Lyrics are based off emotions? Okay. So I guess you're reading. I guess lyrics is based off emotion. Fred the Godson, lyrical. When Big L sell ass Beavis, I get nothing but head. That's a lyric. That's lyrics. DMX, My Dog Spike. That's lyrical. So punchline rappers ain't lyrical to y'all. So punchline rappers is not lyrical to y'all. That's what y'all saying. 38 Special, lyrical. So okay. Mace was lyrical. Styles P was lyrical. I don't really listen to his music right now. I don't like his beat selection, but that's a whole nother thing. So Lloyd Banks ain't lyrical now? Like how we do that to Lloyd? How out of nowhere Lloyd Banks ain't lyrical? How out of all the names that you could have picked out of the hat of rappers, Lloyd Banks is not lyrical out of all the rappers you could pick. So if Lloyd Banks ain't lyrical, neither is Jadakiss, neither is The Lox, neither is Fab, neither is Mace. All of that is the same vein. All of them are punchline rappers. Come on, man. Come on, man. Banks is lyrical, man. If you don't think Banks is lyrical, go listen to Lloyd Banks' freestyle to Victory. Straight up and down. And I'm not going to keep repeating myself. Busta Rhymes. Somebody said quarantine got y'all tweaking. Oh, man. I don't think that that's fair, man. I don't like the way we do people who really, really, I don't like the way we do people who contributed great things to this culture, man. We got to stop doing that, man. We got to stop, you know, doing that to people, man, who just because they ain't been active, we just straight up and down just like dissed them. You know what I'm saying? We can't do that, man. We can't do that. See, somebody said it's Drake lyrical. I disqualified Drake because I caught him with a ghostwriter. That don't mean he can't rap. But once you have a ghostwriter, I can't take you serious. That's just me personally. You know what I'm saying? But, you ain't call me on no beat. Man, before I block you off my channel, go sit down, man. Yo, some of y'all be worse than some of my... Like, I be blocking my exes, man. Like, when I got an ex and they annoying, I just blocked them. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all just, like, do what you think you could do to get under my skin or bother me. Just say what's up. We could be cool. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gotta be... We ain't my rival, my G. Stop it. I don't have no problem. I called you on your BS. Shut up. It ain't even 12 noon yet. So, Pusha T ain't lyrical? So Pusha T ain't lyrical? Malice ain't lyrical? Pusha T ain't lyrical? Come on, man. Can you do a poll on punching and lyrical? There's a difference. But how could you be a punchline rapper and not be lyrical, though? So Cassidy is not lyrical then. Okay, so somebody's saying meaningless punches do not count as lyricism. Okay. So Cassidy ain't lyrical. All right, so according to your definition. All right, so let's do this really quick before I get up out of here, right? People saying punchlines do not mean lyricism. So that means Cassidy is not a lyricist. He's not lyrical. Fred the Godson ain't lyrical because Fred the Godson was a punchline king. One of the kings. R.I.P. for that dude. Big L is not lyrical. Who else? Lord Finesse. Somebody say Cassidy is not lyrical to me. All right, man. Holy smoke. Holy smoke. Cassidy ain't lyrical? Oh, man. Oh, man. So you don't got a classic album, so that means you're not lyrical. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Somebody said you putting COVID in your weed. Up. Oh. Y'all smoking that X-Pack. Oh, man. Cassidy ain't lyrical? Fabulous ain't lyrical? All right, so according to what y'all saying, take out the whole Philly then. So nobody from Philly is lyrical. Because they all do punchlines. So none of them from Philly is lyrical. Nobody from Philly is lyrical? Oh, man. Yo, we got a long way to go, man, with this, man. We got a long way to go. Cause I'm confused. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm confused. Exhibit is lyrical. I mean, we could go that West Coast route. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the people who I like from the West Coast, y'all gonna be like, who probably? But I like Hutch from Above the Law. That's like one of my favorite MCs. You know what I'm saying? I like Yuck Mouth. I even like Mac Dre. But I ain't gonna say Mac Dre was no lyrical, but I liked his music. You know what I'm saying? Planet Asia ain't lyrical? Roscoe ain't lyrical? Come on, man. Oh, man. Killer Sin? Killer Sin was one of my favorite too. So according to Hip Hop Dictionary, who made the Hip Hop Dictionary though? I bet you it wasn't no black people. See, this is the thing, man. I don't let them define our culture. They come into our culture and then they try to tell us what our culture is about and all that. Nah, that's not, we don't do that. Pretty much according to Doggy Diamonds, only New York rappers are lyrical. You're typing that just as I named about 5 or 6 West Coast artists. So stop being dumb, man. What's wrong with y'all, man? Is the mask you have on your face causing you to breathe in your BS? Instead of you exhaling your BS, it's coming back in via your mask. So, okay. I think Crazy Bone. Even though Busy Bone is my favorite one out of Bone Thugs and Harmony. Yo, man, it's so many rap. Ice Cube. But how we get into all these other rappers? Let's stick to the topic. The topic at hand is, somebody said, quote a Crazy Bone bar. Most of the time, you can't quote nobody bars off top if it wasn't a hit record. That don't mean a person can't rap. That don't mean a person can't rap. Oh, man. This is horrible, man. This is a really, really bad day in hip hop, man. This is a bad day in hip hop for me. When we say, I'm going to end on this, right? Because we coming up to the half hour mark. I ain't going to keep y'all all day. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to figure out something with my live. So, all right, listen. So according to Lloyd Banks, according to DMX, I think Yuck Mouth is actually in here too. Shout out to the homie Yuck Mouth too. If y'all didn't, make sure y'all tune into his Smoke A Lot radio podcast. It's on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere. And check his videos on Digital Soapbox Network, YouTube. I think that is Yuck in here, but that's the homie. So, oh, that is Yuck Mouth. Yuck Mouth TV. That's him right there. Subscribe to that YouTube. There we go. So, according to DMX, I think Lloyd Banks turned down a feature. Shout out to Armon Davis. I think Lloyd Banks turned down a feature or something like that. So, all right, let me, before I go, we got 220 people in the room, right? So, if Lloyd Banks is not lyrical to you, hit a number one. If Lloyd Banks is lyrical to you, hit a number two. Let's go. I need a number one and a number two if you think he's lyrical or not. Number one, if he's lyrical. No, number one, if he's not lyrical. Number one, if he's not lyrical. Two, if he is. Okay, I'm seeing a lot of twos. Seeing some twos. I'm seeing some ones sprinkled in there. I'm seeing a lot of twos. So according to the Doggy Diamonds TV crowd, the homie Lloyd Banks, I'm seeing some ones though. I'm shocked. And some of y'all stopped voting twice. Cut it out. Just do your one vote and that's it. But I want to make a poll. I want to have an official poll. I might put it on my Twitter. But Lloyd Banks ain't lyrical. Oh, man. I already covered that earlier. DMX ain't lyrical to me. Could he rap? Yup. Do he make incredible songs? Yup. Does he have a lot of energy? Yup. But lyrical? Nah. Nah. Nope. We ain't doing that. Yo, you know what's funny to me? Somebody could say, I'm petty though. I'm petty. You can say something in your rhymes and I don't like it, and then I'll never like you again. I'm petty like that though. That's me. But DMX favorite song. My favorite song from DMX is Slippin'. Love it. But Slippin' is lyrical to me. You know what I'm saying? That's lyrics to me. Is it cypher lyrics? Or no, but that's lyrics to me. But he did say, DMX, my dog Spike. He did say that. I didn't get that. I was like, huh? What? Huh? Oh, man. Yo. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to y'all for dealing with me. Somebody said I love Nori, but he ain't lyrical. Because Capone would be considered to be the more lyrical one. That don't mean Nori can't rap. That don't mean Nori... See, I like that. I like that. I like that Capone was considered to be the more lyrical one. But Nori was the star, though. If that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying? Nori was the star. Nori had everything that was needed to be a star. But Capone could rap. I don't think it was too many whack people coming out of Queensbridge though. Queensbridge, Queensbridge definitely produced some, wow. The most, somebody said Nori been whacked since 2001. Cut it out. No, he hasn't. My favorite, somebody said Jungle is, yeah, you got that, Jungle. Yo, No, but listen, Jungle might not be the dopest rapper, right? But this is what Jungle did. And let me tell you something about hip-hop in moments, right? We have to respect hip-hop in moments. Jungle said, little young thing, when he said that Uchi Wally rap, that cemented him as a part, because all the females knew that part of his rap. That was a classic verse. It wasn't fire, but it was a classic verse because everybody knew that verse from Uchi Wally from Jungle. That's like cemented him. Like if he was to do that right now, people would be like, oh, I know what that is. Ali Vegas is one of the dopest ever. And I'm not just saying that because he's my homeboy. He put something on his Instagram the other day and I was like, yo, let me get that. Somebody said Jungle raps. Come on, man. Where y'all be? Where y'all been at? Tretch is a lyricist. Without a doubt, Tretch is a lyricist. Without a doubt. Oh, no. Lord Superb? Perb was woo. Yo, Perb style, man. Rest in peace, Lord Superb, man. Me and Perb had our ups and downs in our relationships, but in our relationship, like one minute we was cool and we wasn't, and we was cool again. The last time I seen him, we was on good terms. But Lord Superns, when he said, make me want to pop something, no champagne, I was like, whoa, 2-5 on me, weed and crack on me. Yo, see, to me, all right, let me break down what lyricism is to me. I like punchline. I like metaphors. I like double entendres, triple entendres. I like flow. I like cadence. I like voice. All of that is what compiles to be a dope MC and the lyricist to me. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like saying, Grand Poobah, listen, man. See, again, like one day, well, it was I ain't going to do that. One thing about me, y'all, I be cool because I be knowing a lot of stuff about a lot of things and I don't reveal it because I'm not a type of person that, put bad energy out there sometimes. But it's a well-known rapper from Brooklyn that said Grand Poobah wasn't nice. And I looked at him like, what? Yeah, I ain't going to put him out there. But he said Grand Poobah wasn't nice. He said AZ wasn't nice too. Well-known rapper from Brooklyn said AZ wasn't nice and Grand Poobah wasn't right. I'll never reveal who it was. But he said that. Yo, Grand Poobah is one of the person that was really one of the first people besides Slick Rick to come in with that swag. Kane, Grand Poobah, man. I ain't going front though. Off topic. Get mad at me. Stone me, tar me, feather me. And if y'all get too crazy, I'm bouncing. Yo, Redman ain't that nice no more, man. Let me just keep it real with y'all. This new Redman dude, I don't really like it. Let me keep it real. Redman ain't that really nice no more. Redman used to be one of the GOATs. But, nah. He ain't that nice no more. He's dope. He got a lot of fire music. I don't drink or smoke, by the way. But Redman, ain't that same Redman. I'm going to tell y'all something. If Eric Sermon ain't producing that, I don't know, man. I ain't say Redman is not nice. I never said he not nice, but he's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't hear it in a long time. I didn't hear it in a long time from, I didn't hear it in a long time from Redman. Seriously. Now, if he, you see, y'all naming old albums. Old albums is fire. Ludacris did take Redman's style. I've been said that. But I'll never disrespect Redman because Redman, I would never say Redman is not lyrical. See, that's the thing that I'm talking about. The same thing with Banks. I don't think Banks did enough. But Banks is dope, man. Busta Rhymes got some lyrics too. I just think I think Busta has, I think Busta, his animated stuff is why people overlook him as a lyricist. I don't like when Busta rhyme about like street stuff. Like, I'll bust you and I'll punch you. I don't really like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't really like that. I mean, the whole Wu-Tang is lyrical. I never thought U-Guard was lyrical, though. I'm gonna keep it real, John. I never thought U-Guard was lyrical. It was just that, you know what bothered me? But no, he ripped the Triumph joint. Triumph was dope. Triumph was a dope verse, but it was that, ooh, it built my sound then style. Ooh. I was like, huh? Yo, before I go, somebody said you got is trash. Don't do that. Yo, look, before I go, one of the greatest rappers that made one of the greatest comebacks that I thought was corny from the beginning, and that end up being one of the dopest rappers ever, is Ghostface. The early Ghostface on Protect Your Neck and The Mystery of Chex Boxing, I didn't like that. When he said, speaking of the devil, psych, yo, it's the God, get your shit right. I was like, nah, I don't like dude. And then out of nowhere, yo, when that purple tape hit, oh man. When he hit that purple tape, yo. I like Iron Man, I like all that stuff, but when that purple tape hit, oh man. I was like, dude. Dude is nice. Inspector Deck is different level. Wow, like rock stars who smash guitars. You know that's a metaphor, right? So that means according to, that's a metaphor punchline. So according to what y'all saying, and if Lloyd Banks is not nice, I'm going to end it on this, right? If Lloyd Banks is not nice because he's just a punchline rapper, so neither is Inspector Deck. According to y'all analogy, according to what y'all saying. Now, Young Buck can rap, though. Young Buck is dope. He's not a lyricist, but he could rap. I think, actually, Young Buck is, I think Young Buck probably has one of the better catalogs in G-Unit. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, I'm Doggy Diamonds. I ain't listening to no J.R. Ryder. J.R. Ryder did something to me. Man, I ain't even talk about J.R. Ryder. Bless his heart. Anyway. Yeah. I'm about to get up out of here. Tomorrow, we drop a new podcast. Every Wednesday, we drop a new podcast. Audio, that is. I'm back on my YouTube thing, though, so expect more lives from me. I did some earlier, I didn't know if y'all could see me or hear me, so I had stopped it, but I guess it was working, but y'all didn't respond fast enough. Oh, somebody said explain my Busta Rhymes comment. I like Busta Rhymes. I don't like when he's talking like a gangster rapper, if that makes any sense. Busta Rhymes does a lot of dope concept songs, and he does a lot of somebody said something that is, nah, I ain't even paying attention. Anyway, Busta Rhymes, I like Busta Rhymes when he does his concept songs. Busta Rhymes is very, very creative. My favorite, Busta Rhymes, my favorite Busta Rhymes song is Cocaina. But I don't like him rapping about cocaine, if that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying? And I think when Busta Rhymes got all big and Diesel, his persona kind of changed it to like this street rapper. But I don't like that from him. You know what I'm saying? But Busta Rhymes Busta Rhymes catalog is fire too though. Yo, when I heard Remains Raw, oh man. I make sure everything remains raw. Oh man. Man, fire. But yo, do you know what's dope with y'all, right? Somebody said Busta started that after he got robbed in the style. You know what's dope, man? When we all together and we just talking hip-hop, we not really kicking nobody back in. This is not really about gossip. We talking hip-hop because at the end of the day, shout out to DMX because it's a hip-hop conversation, right? He has a right to have his opinion. It's not a good opinion, in my opinion. But opinions are like, you know, a-holes. Everybody has one. And sometimes they stink. You know what I'm saying? But at least we're talking hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? This ain't about who got robbed, who got shot, who's sleeping with who. We're talking hip-hop. And I really want more of these talks, and I want more of this, and hit that like button for me too, man. What y'all doing? I gotta see them likes, man. Come on, man. I need those likes. Y'all be hitting likes for people. Could I get the likes? I didn't know that the like button was so important. Rock Marciano is dope. You know what I'm saying? Rock Marciano is dope. I like Rock Marciano from the UN. You know what I'm saying? I like Rock Marciano where he's in the group, the UN. So, before I go too, according to DMX, no battle rappers are lyrical. You know that, right? True Sinister, good looking. No battle rappers are lyrical. Ain't that about lyrics? Battle raps is all about lyrics, right? But then you have Loaded Lux type lyrics. Because that's lyrics. I like B Dot. I like Loaded Lux. I like Killer Priest. Whoa. Yo, Sheik is lyrical. Sheik can rap to me. Sheik, no, let me give my little Sheik tribute really quick. And then I'm gonna leave. Because I keep saying I'm gonna leave, and y'all keep keeping me. But Sheik, man. I feel bad for Sheik because he is in a group with two dope MCs. But Sheik, low-key, has some verses that, was dope. I'm steady trying to cop those colossal size Picassos. The Benjamin Sheik had the best verse on that beat. I ain't talking about when the beat changed. Sheik had the best verse. Banned from TV. Sheik set that off fire. Money, power, and respect. Me and my whole clique bout about it. Take yours while you pout about it. Come on, man. Sheik is nice, man. Come on, cut that out, man. Sheik is dope, man. Sheik is dope. Cut it out. But yo, I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. Y'all on here. I'm back, man. You know, part of my little... I was working on some stuff. Yeah, putting some stuff, putting some plays together behind the scenes. As y'all know, I always am. You know, I'm always working on some stuff. You know. But I love talking hip-hop with y'all. I love this. This is dope. Make sure you hit that like button. I'm going to do a test a little later because I want to make sure, because I have a program that I use to go live. That's how you see these graphics on the screen and all this stuff like that. I would be on camera, but my hair is just real. I look like Michael Jackson in the 70s. My afro is just disrespectful right now, and I'm about to cut my own hair. So if I Zeke myself, I still ain't getting on camera. I'm wearing a hat. You know what I'm saying? But I have a few interviews dropping. New podcast every Wednesday. Make sure you tune in to that. Everything is right below in the bio. So make sure you go. Doggy Diamonds No Filter is the podcast. Remember, podcasting is audio. I drop audio every Wednesday. New audio every Wednesday. Every Wednesday. Somebody says Sheik versus Get Fast Forward. That's foul. Now, Tony Ayo ain't lyrical. Don't do that. He got dope songs though, but you know. Anyway, so again, let me finish my promo before I get up out of here. Let me go. So, somebody said afros is back. Nah, bro, not mine's. You know what I'm saying? Nope, we ain't doing that. So, so before I go, yes, Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast. It's audio only, so it was kind of like what y'all looking at right now, but you can listen to it on Spotify, or you can listen to it on Spotify or iTunes. The whole Sonny Chiba show. Like, a lot of times I put clips up here and I got to get around to putting up the whole shows, but the whole audios for everything you see, the whole audio be out. I put the whole audio out because I have a podcast network where I have to. Somebody said just curl and brush and line up. Come on, man. I'm about to get up out of here. Y'all trying to get me to have S curls? So, yo, shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to y'all for rocking with me, man. Not Eric B. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? I don't take nothing personal. I just don't like when y'all be messing with me too much. And I'm crazy. You know what I'm saying? But I promise not to work out today. But I'm going to end up working out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely got me in good spirits. I hope y'all feeling good out there, man. I hope everything is all love with y'all. I hope everything is going well, you know, in this definite crazy time. You know, I like to get with y'all and talk hip hop and get y'all opinion and stuff. I'm going to start opening up the phone lines again so y'all could call in and talk, because this is something we definitely need to argue about. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear y'all voice. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear that conviction, and I want to hear you stand on, you know what I'm saying? I want to hear y'all stand on some of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Man, thank y'all. Thank y'all for everything. I'm on Instagram too, Doggy Diamonds. I'm on Twitter. I'm on all social media, Facebook. I'm on everything. Somebody said you already got a hat and glasses. Actual facts, but you know, when your hair, when your hair is long, your hat fit different. You know what I'm saying? Your snapback ain't really fitting too right. You looking like Manny, what's his name? What's the dude name from Boston, the outfielder? Manny Ramirez, that was his name? Yeah, you start looking like that. But it is what it is, man. Shout out to Rutgers University. Shout out to everybody in the chat room, man. I see y'all. I'm here live with y'all, live and direct. It is time for me to go eat something. I don't know what I'm going to eat, but it's time for me to eat something. I got some editing to do. I've been working on these graphics and stuff like that. All the graphics you ever see of me, I create everything. You know what I'm saying? So I promise to come back daily, put up new content. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I know I have taken a break, and I know I haven't been on here as much as I should be. Y'all subscribe. Y'all want content. I'm definitely going to give y'all that and, you know, be a little bit more consistent. I got some other things I was working on that everything is coming to fruition right now. So, nah, come on, man. I don't got no Manny Fresh afro, man. Manny Fresh look like, well, I ain't gonna diss Manny Fresh. But it is what it is, man. Yo, thank y'all for tuning in. Just like that, I'm out of here.
All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace.